This episode of Food for Thought is brought to you by the listeners of this podcast, and that means you. Thank you for supporting at patreon.com/ColleenPatrickGoudreau. It's also brought to you by VDog, which makes me want to adopt a dog just so I can feed them VDog, maker of cruelty-free dog food and treats. VDog kibble is 100% nutritionally complete. It's veterinarian endorsed, and I've seen many friends' dogs go cray-cray for it. One of the top questions I get is, can dogs be vegan? And with VDog, the answer is a resounding yes. VDog has been going strong since 2005 and currently has thousands of dogs thriving on their kibble. Unlike cats, who are obligate carnivores, dogs are omnivores and thus thrive on a balanced plant-based diet. VDog kibble is packed with 24% protein and is loaded with the perfect balance of essential amino acids and vitamins and minerals that dogs need to thrive. VDog can ship their yummy food and treats directly to your doorstep anywhere in the US. And now with their new subscription option, your order can arrive monthly and you save 5%. The good folks at VDog have created a special 10% off discount for new VDog customers and listeners of this podcast. Just enter the discount code Colleen, that's C-O-L-L-E-E-N, when you reach the checkout page. To find out more about VDog or to place an order and get that discount, just go to VDog.com. That's the letter V, as in victory, with a hyphen, dog.com. V-dog.com. Today's topic is animology, our animal-related words and phrases. Welcome to Food for Thought, the place to explore, celebrate, and manifest a life motivated and defined by unconditional compassion and optimal wellness. My name is Colleen Patrick-Goudreau, and I'm your host. My work is dedicated to empowering people to live according to their own values of compassion and wellness. You can learn more about who I am and what I do by visiting my website, ColleenPatrickGoudreau.com. Hello, lovely listeners. I hope you are doing fabulously well. I wanted to let you know that things are pretty intense over here as I get ready for our trip to Africa and work hard to get everything in place for the launch of my new podcast, Animology. I plan on sharing my Africa trip with you as much as possible while I'm gone, but that really depends on what kind of internet connection I can get. I even borrowed a really good camera from a friend so I can take better photos than what I would get from my iPhone. So make sure you're following me on social media, Instagram, Facebook, etc. If you are interested in where I'm going and what animals we'll be seeing, you can check out the Food for Thought podcast episode entitled Traveling to Africa, Planning and Preparing for a Dream Trip. Jennifer, a listener and supporter who is joining us on our trip to Thailand, had the great suggestion back in May of producing a travel episode before I left for the trip to talk all about the aspects of planning and preparing. So there you have it in that episode. And yes, you heard that right. The Thailand trip is pretty close to being a go. I'm still just treading lightly because I want to make sure there is enough interest in this vegan trip to Thailand with me. As of this recording, we're more than half full, having given first dibs to folks who attended our special retreat in May, like Jennifer, and it's now open to the public. You can go to cpgtrips.com or just go to ColleenPatrickGoudreau.com and click on events. If you can stand hanging out with some pretty awesome like-minded people, including me and my adorable husband, splashing around with rescued elephants at an elephant sanctuary, visiting gibbons at a rehabilitation center, staying in five-star accommodations, eating amazing, authentic Thai food, cycling in the Thai countryside, not having to ask if anything is vegan, then you might want to check this out. We're filling up very quickly, so if you're interested, secure your spot like pronto. Before we get to the meat, of this episode, I wanted to let you know also that individual podcast transcripts are now available for the 10 stages of what happens when you stop eating animals. So you can buy for $3, it's very affordable, each individual episode of that series that was very popular with all of you, with you listeners. But you can also get the 140-page PDF. It's basically an ebook of all of those episodes, and I've rewritten it to be, you know, relevant for an ebook, just more conducive to for your reading pleasure. That series really resonated with so many of you, and many of you have asked if it was available as an ebook in writing, and so now it is. I've worked very hard getting all of these individual transcripts up there, and as well as putting together the ebook. So you can buy them individually or together as a bundle and go to ColleenPatrickGoudreau.com. Under podcast, you'll see podcast transcripts. If you are a supporter at $10 and above, every supporter above $10 gets that ebook. So it's already sent to you via Patreon. So go log into your account. And now I want to share with you the reason I've been working 12-hour days. And the reason my hands and my eyes hurt from so much research and writing, it's I guess, pleasurable pain, because it's something I am so excited about. It's the reason I haven't left my house for the past month. And that's my new podcast, Animology, which is also going to be part and parcel of all of the plans I have for this subject, including TED Talks I've talked about, including a book, but definitely this is the focus of my work at this point. Animology is by all rights a spinoff of our beloved 10-year-old Food for Thought podcast. You've certainly heard many of the episodes dedicated to the way we talk about non-human animals. And you know by now that I'm very interested in language, particularly in language we use about animals. I've already written 10 episodes, if not more, of Animology. And by the time I leave for Africa, I'll be recording and editing all of them so I can launch when I get back. And I'm excited to tell you a little more about the first episodes I'll be releasing so that you understand how exciting this is. One of the episodes I'll be launching first is called What is Animology? And I want to share some of this content with you now so you understand why I think it's so important to focus on this content in this completely new podcast, in my next book, in the TED Talks and lectures I'm writing. Lectures. Why, that's a hard word for me to say today, that I'm writing all the time. In that explanatory episode, I introduce myself as a lover of words and a lover of animals, which I say makes me a zoolinguophile, a word I believe I coined and which you can use if you fancy yourself one as well. It's built from the word zoo, Z-O-O, which is Greek for animal, lingua, which is Latin for language, and philos, which is Greek for lover of, zoolinguophile. As a lover of words, you know I'm a writer. I write books, I write articles, I write op-eds, I write letters to the editor, I write blog posts, I write inspirational quotes for people to share, our daily dose of compassion, and I've been writing this podcast for 10 years. As a lover of animals, you know, I'm an animal advocate, or etymologically speaking, I use my voice, vocare, advocate, which is what that word is built from, to speak for the animals who cannot speak for themselves. Combining these two passions of mine has meant the world to me, and I believe it's because I care so deeply about each that my work has resonated with so many people. When you care about something so much, people don't just read what you write, they feel it, and I'm really grateful for that. You have probably figured out that I love words. I always have loved words. I love how we can take these incredible building blocks of language and form beautiful structures out of them. I've always been interested in etymology, fascinated by the history of the English language and its multi-layered foundation. I'm a dictionary reader, and I keep a copy of the Oxford English Dictionary on my desktop at all times, the virtual and the physical one. I went on to study literature in college and also in grad school, and vowed upon graduating that my life's work would be devoted to the things I care about most, using my passion for language to be a voice for animals and helping people to live according to their highest, most compassionate selves, using the best tool I had in my arsenal, words. And so here I am today, the culmination of all of this in a podcast about the animal-related words and expressions we use and how they reflect and affect our relationship with animals. That's the key. In my perpetual quest to be the most effective communicator on behalf of animals, and in my insatiable desire to understand the roots of the words we use, I've discovered hundreds of words, idioms, metaphors, proverbs, and everyday expressions we use that reflect how deeply connected we are to other animals, how integral they are to who we are as compassionate people, as human beings. You cannot believe how many of our most common words and expressions have animals in their origin, many that are hidden. I also discovered how many words and expressions we use that reflect a disturbing amount of disdain for them and violence against animals, both literally and linguistically. Expressions like kill two birds with one stone, there's more than one way to skin a cat, bleed like a stuck pig, metaphors such as stubborn as a mule, crazy like a fox, clumsy as an ox, pejoratives like when we call someone a snake in the grass or a dirty rat or a filthy pig. When I started really paying attention to the language I was using, which really happens upon this awakening, which doesn't really happen when you're just vegetarian. I have to be honest. I've seen this again and again. Happens when you have this full awakening, when you become vegan, when you have this full awakening, which of course this whole process I talk about in the 10 stages of what happens when you stop eating animals, because this whole process just becomes so intensified. So when I became vegan, i.e. when I removed all the barriers to the compassion that had been inside of me all along, I realized I was using language that is so derogatory against animals. And I became uncomfortable with how I was portraying them. That pejorative language didn't reflect how I feel about animals. And of course, it didn't and doesn't reflect the animals themselves. That's the key to all of this. It doesn't reflect who they are. And I'm also always paying attention to how animals are linguistically depicted in the media, in everyday conversations, in literature, by the industries that exploit, harm, and slaughter them. And over time, it became very clear to me that our shared cultural lexicon reflects how intertwined our histories and habits are, and how much we simultaneously respect, revere, and fear them. At the same time, when it comes to how we talk about animals, we unconsciously participate in a system that belittles and commodifies them, minimizes their suffering, advocates violence against them, perpetuates cognitive dissonance, and legitimizes and conceals our institutionalized abuse of them. As I began to share these findings with my audience, with you, with the public, I found that it resonated with them as well. And so here I am dedicating all of my time and resources to focusing on what I think is a fascinating, thought-provoking, and incredibly important topic: what our everyday language says about how we regard and treat other animals. Does it reflect what I believe is our deep individual and collective compassion for them? Or does it reflect violent attitudes and policies that don't represent who we really are, who they really are, and how we really feel about the other animals with whom we share our lives, our homes, and this planet? If it doesn't, what then? What does that mean for the way we write and speak? What does it mean in terms of holding ourselves and each other accountable for the way we talk and behave? Animology may not provide all the answers, but it will at least ask these questions. Animology holds up a mirror, reflecting back the familiar words, phrases, and idioms we know so well, and offers a fresh and fascinating lens through which to view and speak them, drawing upon etymology, history, linguistics, literature, anthropology, sociology, and psychology. Animology unpacks the idioms, euphemisms, metaphors, semantics, doublespeak, and other elements of our everyday language, including the alphabet, as you know, if you've listened to that episode, to reveal our interconnectedness with other animals and that conceal the truth about our use and abuse of them. What's more is that animology appeals to both language and animal lovers, and it offers a compassionate but practical alternative to our familiar vernacular, demonstrating that we can be expressive without being offensive. There is, after all, more than one way to peel a potato. I can say with confidence that nobody is tackling this topic with the same breadth, depth, and sensitivity as I do. And I say that with humility because honestly, I feel it's such a great honor to delve deeply into this uncharted territory. Yeah, there are resource books and dictionaries out there that list words and expressions with animal origins, but they tend to exist, you know, pretty much for the novelty of it as a resource. And they're not as comprehensive. I've already found plenty of words and expressions that have not shown up in these books. But more importantly, they're not looking through the lens of animal advocacy as I am. This isn't just, hey, look, how novel that we use so many animal-related words and expressions. This is about examining what that means for our relationship with and our treatment of non-human animals. Now, just a quick reminder before I tell you about what you can expect from Animology, for new customers to take advantage of your VDOG coupon code, please go do this right now. Go to v-dog.com to get your kibble or breath bones and type in Colleen, that's me, to receive 10% off. They ship anywhere in the U.S. to awesome customers like you. And veterinarian Dr. Amadi May attests that, quote, VDOG makes a high-quality plant-based formula that meets all dogs' nutritional needs, and dogs just love it. It's a great pick for any pooch, says Dr. Amadi May. VDOG is animal-free and cruelty-free. Check out their dog food, their kibble, that's 100% plant-based and provides 100% complete nutrition. Now, some episodes of Animology will take a single animal or species of animal and dissect, not the animal, never the animal, the words and expressions we use in our everyday speech and writing that contain this animal. Some of these words and phrases are so old and so hidden, you probably didn't even know there were animals in there. I cannot wait to share these with you. I think you're going to be really surprised. Some episodes will focus on a single word or phrase that may implicitly or explicitly reveal the animals within. Some episodes will explore semantics and how certain words and phrases are used and some avoided in order to desensitize the public or keep us ignorant of practices and policies that involve the use of animals. All of the episodes will be fun and fascinating and hopefully leave you wanting more. And frankly, I think the timing of Animology couldn't be more perfect, not only because of our urgency to transform our negative perception of and ill treatment of non-human animals for our sake as well as for theirs, but also because we're living in a time when we're called upon to be linguistically sensitive to vulnerable and disenfranchised groups. And perhaps no group is left out of our consideration more than the non-human animals of the world. Just as there's a call for journalists and teachers and university professors and other public influencers to be sensitive in their language when referring to various groups, so too is there an opportunity to widen the circle to include non-human animals. We are all, in fact, encouraged to be aware of and mindful about our language when it comes to those who don't look, emote, or sound like we do. Animology shows what it would look like to accord that same respect to non-human animals, not because it changes them, but because it changes us. And in order to make Animology successful from the start is to have as many downloads and as many iTunes reviews as possible as quickly as the first episodes air. And I'm hoping I can count on you, my loyal listeners, to download all the episodes as soon as you know Animology is live and to write reviews immediately. I'm not kidding. To get the attention it deserves and to get it into iTunes new and noteworthy, it's called... It's huge exposure to get it into iTunes new and noteworthy. in the respective categories for Animology. It's huge exposure. And so these are the two things I need more than anything from you is downloads and reviews. I will be releasing several episodes at the same time. So even if you see four episodes, download all of them at once. That's the kind of data that iTunes looks at. And I'm not excluding people who listen through Stitcher, of course, and SoundCloud and other places. It's going to be available everywhere I can, you know, everywhere a podcast would be, it will be available. But look, iTunes is where most people listen. And so I'm talking about it because it's just such a huge source for people. The amount of research required, the writing, the recording and producing, the editing and the engineering, the storing of files, the marketing, the website hosting, the email answering, all are inevitable production expenses. I have always prided myself on the support of listeners and like-minded organizations. And I know the one thing I have failed at in my work is not being savvy about being a content creator in this day and age. I know I'm supposed to court companies so I can review their products or get paid to do product placements or become part of a larger network and potentially lose my soul if I don't produce the type of content that I want to. And I say failed because certainly the more resources I have, the more I can get the help I need to do more to get my work out to more people. But it's hard for me because I loathe any time I have to take away from actually writing. I just want to create great content for you, but truly, it doesn't mean anything if I can't get it in front of the masses. And I do believe Animology will attract an audience much larger than any I've experienced for Food for Thought, because the target audience is people interested not only in animals, but in language and words and literature. And that's a whole lot of millions of people. But to make it successful, to get it out to as many people, we need the resources to make that possible. I think you're going to be really pleased by the production quality of Animology. The amount of detail and research that's going into it is, well, To say it's killing me would be dramatic, and obviously that's not what it's doing. It's not killing me, but it's taxing. And the more support I have, the more I can do. And the larger the audience we can grow, and the more we can do it professionally and sustainably with help. I am envisioning conversations with journalists and on television interviews and radio interviews and other podcast interviews talking about this fascinating topic. I mean, I can't tell you how many people I talk to about this, and people are fascinated because it's an integral part of who we are, our language. So I know this will resonate, and animals are such an integral part of who we are and what people care about, that it's just amazing to see people's interest in this topic. And I want to be able to just have conversations about this with journalists who are going to help me just spread this. We're talking about a paradigm shift. We're talking about shifting the way we talk about and thus treat non-human animals. I think all the years I've been fundraising to you to keep Food for Thought on the air, I was never really clear about what I really need to do it, along with all the other content I produce. And so things will be different. So you really know exactly what your support gets. So now if you go to patreon.com/ColleenPatrickGaudreau, you're going to see the specific goal we have, and we're not that far from reaching it. So I'm going to talk about some of the content I'm sharing in Animology, but if you could just pause and go to patreon.com/ColleenPatrickGaudreau, help me as of this writing reach our goal so that when I launch Animology, we have reached the goal and I can start with a bang. We only have $1,500 more to reach that goal, which will enable me to research, write, record, and produce the podcast weekly. You've been getting Food for Thought for a long time. It was every other week. And then, of course, it's been more sporadic as I'm focusing on Animology. We're talking about weekly content and more. Without that amount, without reaching that first goal, I simply cannot keep up the pace, plus work on everything else I'm working on. I'm working hours. We're all working many hours. I'm just doing my part, right? So I'm really working hard to get this content created and produced and organized. Here's what it looks like. 150 of you out there listening who can chip in $10 a month, that's 35 cents a day. The perks at the $10 month level are fantastic. First of all, it means you get 4 episodes a month. I mean, this is what you get for it, right? And if this were just a Kickstarter or an Indiegogo for a one-time thing, obviously, you know, more than you'd be able to do more than $10 a month. So think about that as like, what would I pay for this, you know, in like one chunk? Well, okay, Patreon just means you're just splitting it up monthly, right? So you get 4 episodes a month for that. In perpetuity, like this is going to go on, right? We just celebrated 10 years of Food for Thought. We're talking years going on for Animology. So that's the best part. You get this content, but you also get each and every podcast transcript as soon as they air. That's what you're going to get as a $10 a month supporter. Do you know how much advertisers pay other podcasters for one individual episode? I can go to them if you want, right? That's going to take my time away from actually focusing on the content, but we can keep it just listener supported with your $10 a month. Now, that's 150 of you, $10 a month. 50 of you can join at the $30 a month level. That's a dollar a day. Put a dollar in a jar, like every day. It's a dollar a day to, again, get this so that we can have it 4 times or more a month. We're talking, I'm making a weekly commitment. I mean, you know, a commitment for a weekly podcast. Supporters at $30 a month, and we have many, as people are enjoying this level already, you get the transcripts plus more. You get bonus material as well, and you get other perks. 30 of you can just join at the $100 a month. Join those who are already at the $100 a month level, and you get podcast transcripts, you get bonus material, plus you get bonus podcast episodes made just for you. And there are more perks as well. So let's do this. Let's be an even stronger voice for animals. Let's change the way the world talks and thinks and treats non-human animals. Go to patreon.com/ColleenPatrickGaudreau. Let's launch with the first goal already met so I can come out strong with Weekly Bang. If we don't have that goal met, I can't do it weekly. That's just the way it's going to be. And I want to be able to give you and the public as much of this content as I possibly can. The need is urgent for animals. The content is rich, it's broad, it's deep, it's provocative, and it's important. So I'm launching in January with the first inaugural episode, as it were, about the word inauguration and the hidden birds in the word's history and roots. I plan on launching before our January 20th inauguration here in the United States, and I'm sending out a press release to media outlets to steer some of the conversation of the inauguration to the word inauguration and the animals hidden within. The episode is called Inauguration on a Wing and a Prayer. And you're going to have to listen to know more about that. The other episodes I'm planning on launching with early on, like from the start, these are the ones I need you to download right away, are the history of English in 10-ish minutes to give listeners some context about the different elements of language and linguistics that will come up again and again and again throughout the episodes. Another one you'll see right away is called Coccyx, Please Don't Sit on the Cuckoo. Another one is called Eating Crows and Humble Pie, Try Dirt Instead. Another one is called Zodiac, A Circle of Animals, Literally. And here are some more. Muscle, Flex Your Mouse. Falconry, Fed Up with Hunting. And then bonus material for that is also going to be words with hawks in them, words that have to do with raptors and hawks. Don't Get My Goat, No Kidding. And many, many, many more are in progress. You can't imagine how many Google Docs I have open at any given time. I'm in the process of working on the artwork for Animology, and I'm really, really so grateful to so many of you who've been participating on my Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com/ColleenPatrickGaudreau. Make sure you're following me over there. And everyone's giving their feedback about the different iterations of the artwork for it. So we want to get this finalized before I leave for Africa. We're very close. I think it's a really compelling, very simple, eye-catching artwork for it, and I'm excited. So go and participate, but I'll have that up for you as soon as I can. I'm also going to be putting up an event page. So I'm going to ask you to join this event for the launch of Animology, and I'm going to be keeping you posted and abreast of all of the steps, and just everything that's going to be related to the podcast launch is going to be on that page. So when you see an invitation for that, join it. Join that party, join that launch, join that event, and please share it with as many animal advocates and vegans that you know, because this is for all of us. This is for all of us. And this is a big deal. Keep in mind that I've not only made the existing perks better for supporters, they all, of course, automatically carry over to current supporters at the appropriate levels. For instance, David Cabrera and Alexander Gray, Victoria Grenier, Michal Stone, Gwen Mayo, Ranjini Mohan, Jennifer and Ben Ellis, Ulrich, Renee Marinkovic, Tim Anderson, Sylvie Raquel, Sherry Lupitin, Kenda English, Jennifer Watkins, and Jenny McCracken will not only appear on my new website under podcast supporters to thank them for their support, but you can see many of their beautiful faces up there with their beautiful testimonials, but they're also going to be getting that bonus material, podcast transcripts, and more. They have been loyal supporters. I'm so grateful to them. I'm so grateful to all of you who've been loyal supporters at every single level. Makes a huge difference. One more quick announcement along the lines of focusing on what matters most to me. You may have seen this a bit on social media, but I've just signed a contract with a publisher for them to take over the publication of the 30-Day Vegan Challenge. Back a couple years ago, I was absolutely devastated when the first edition that had sold 20,000 copies in the first couple months, it was out, had been forced off sale because of something that was out of my control. I was watching this book become, you know, the potential for that book to have been huge was just kind of just ripped ripped out from under me. And I essentially became a publisher when I decided to self-publish the new edition of 30 Day Vegan Challenge. But being a publisher means I can't focus on being a writer, and I'm a writer. And I also want the book to be in bookstores. And the fact of the matter is, it's virtually impossible to get the kind of distribution in stores you need a dedicated sales team for that. It's the one aspect of self-publishing that cannot compete with traditional publishing. And unless I want to go door to door to every bookstore in the world, and that's a little daunting, that's impossible, I would just have to resign myself to continue selling it directly on my website and on Amazon. And I can't even really get, you know, international. I can't get into Canada. I can't even get into the UK. I can't get into Australia, all these places where people have been asking me for copies of this book. I cannot help but believe that bookstores are not dead. So I want my book in stores, and I want the distribution to be wide. So I'm down to the last couple hundred copies of the book from the 6,000 we printed. And I couldn't and I didn't want to take on the cost of printing more for the reasons I just stated. It just wasn't worth it, and I don't have the resources for it. So Cameron Books, or their imprint, Round Tree Books, will be taking on the printing, the distribution, the sales, etc., of the book, and I could not be more thrilled. I'm going to be handing over the files, this beautiful book that we created with your support in that Indiegogo campaign. They are taking it over just as we're handing it over to them, and they're thrilled. They're really excited about it. So they're going to be making some editorial updates. They're going to, you know, just kind of update anything that needs to be updated with my help, any typos that are in there, because of course there are mistakes. It always happens. But the integrity of the book and the design and the content will remain the same. There will be a lag between selling out of my current edition and the edition they're going to take over. It's going to be probably a couple months, but there's no way around it. So if you would like to get a copy before they're available in the spring of 2017, it's going to be a while, order from me today at ColleenPatrickGoodore.com. You get a signed copy, or Amazon pronto. If you're looking to give it as a gift at all for the holidays, now is the time to order, because I'm going to be sold out soon, quite literally. And I'm thrilled that it's not going to go out of print. So finally, on that note, you will eventually see a new edition listed on Amazon, because they're going to need to print it with their own ISBN, their own international standard book number on that book. We're going to keep the same cover so as not to confuse buyers such as yourself. I don't want you to think that it's an entirely new edition if we put a new cover on it, etc. But if you see updated edition and it looks the same, there's no benefit to you to buy the Roundtree edition unless you're going to buy it as a gift for people. I just don't want you to be confused. I just want you to be happy. So 30 Day Vegan Challenge will live on and be all the stronger for it, because it will be under Roundtree's wing. The company is run by fantastic people. I couldn't be more thrilled, and you're going to see it in more places. If you are in the UK or Australia or Canada, reach out to me and I'll start putting you in touch with Cameron, because they're the ones who are going to be able to help you get it into your countries. So that's everything, my faithful listeners. I hope to see you on social media, waiting with bated breath. And by the way, don't let anyone tell you that bated breath has to do with birds from falconry. It's not. And you'll find out more about that on my falconry episode. But truly, I hope you'll be standing by on social media as part of my mailing list on that event page that I'm going to put up on Facebook for the word, to help me get Animology in front of people as much as possible. I will be reminding you and to download and write reviews of Animology as soon as it launches. I'm so grateful to you for all these years listening to Food for Thought, and so grateful to you for the support. I don't know of anybody who's had the kind of support from their listeners and followers that I've had so consistently, and I'm so grateful to you for that. I look forward to sharing with you so much quality content to come, so that we can change the way we talk and think about and treat the voiceless animals in the world. I will be using my voice for them. I'm going to end this episode with the music I've chosen for Animology to get you excited about what I know you're going to love. For the animals, this is Colleen Patrick-Gaudreau. Thank you for listening to Food for Thought. And now, Animology.